Sanhedrin, Perek Dalad, Mishneh Hey. In the previous Perek, we described how we make the witnesses in Dine Mamonos, in monetary cases, be careful. We put some fear into them about the terrible sin involved in bearing false witness. So the Mishnah here wants to know regarding Edei Nefashos, when it comes to capital crimes, how do we do the same? Of course, here it's a much more severe issue. How do we put the fear into the edim, to the witnesses, al edei nefashos, when it comes to testifying on capital issues? So hayu machnisin osan u'ma'aymin alein. We would bring them in and make them fearful in the following way. They would say to them, Shema Tomru, perhaps you are saying your testimony, me omed, from estimation. You just assume that this is what happened based on what you see. Umi Shmua, perhaps you heard it from someone else. Aid me pi aid. Maybe you heard it one witness from another witness. Umi pi Adam Neman Shemanu, and we heard it from a trustworthy person, but you didn't actually witness it yourself. Maybe that's what happened, and that of course is not valid. Oh, perhaps Shema Iatim Yodin. Perhaps you don't realize, you don't know. Shesofenu Livdok Eschem Bedrisha of a Hakira, that we're going to check you out with Drishan Hakira, with a cross examination. Have a Yodin, you should know. Shalok Kedine Mamonos Dine Nefashos. We tell them that you should understand that the Dine Mamonos is not like Dine Nefashos. They're not the same. Dine Mamonos, when it comes to monetary law, monetary judgments, Adam Nosin Mamon Miskaperlo. Even if you're a bad person and you bear false witness, but you can always give money back and achieve an atonement. But Dine Nefashos, but in the case of capital crimes, and you go ahead and bear false witness, and they kill the person because of you. Damo v'dam zari Yosef tulian bo ad sofa olam. His blood and the blood of all his future generations are hanging on you, and are going to not exist because of you ad sofa olam, until the end of the world. Shekain matzina b'kayin. We find similar with Kayin. Shaharag esachav, you killed his brother Hevel. Shenemar, the pasuk says, demei achicha tzoakim, the bloods, plural, of your brother are crying out from the ground, God said to Kayin. Eino Omer, the pasuk doesn't say dam achicha, the blood of your brother, ela demei achicha, the plural, the bloods of your brother. What's the plural of blood referring to when it's a single individual? Damo v'dam zar Yosef, his blood and the blood of all future generations of mankind that would have been born from Hevel. So the same thing is true here. If they were to bear a false witness and somebody be killed because of them. Now the Mishnah interrupts the Iyum, the statements that are putting fear into them, and gives us another explanation of the words Demei Achicha. Davar Acher, another explanation. Demei Achicha means Shayadamo Mushlach Alo Eitzim V'Alo Avonim. His blood wasn't in one place, but rather it was spread over on wood and on stones, because Kayin did not know how, actually, no one had ever been murdered before. No one had ever been killed. He didn't know how to kill him, and he started to hit him with Eitzim and with Avonim, and he bloodied him with all these different instruments until he figured out how to kill him. Now, the Mishnah continues what they say to the Edim. Lefichach nivra adam yechidi. This is why man was created alone, just one man, lalamedcha, to teach you, shekol ha'ma'abe nefesh achas mi Yisrael, even a person who causes the loss of life of one person from Yisrael, ma'ala alav akosav, the Torah that considers it, ki'ilu ibeid molam olam mole, as if he destroyed an entire world, v'chol ha'makayim nefesh achas mi Yisrael, and anyone who maintains a life in Israel, ma'ala alav akosav, ki'ilu kiyem olam mole, the Torah considers it as if he's maintained an entire world. Once again, here at this point, the Mishnah takes a break from what they say to the Edom to discuss the issue at hand. Mipnei Shalom Habrios, another reason that man was created as an individual, not a group of people together, is Mipnei Shalom Habrios, so that there should be peace among people. Shalo Yomar Adam Lachavero, a person shouldn't say to his friend, Abba Godol Mi'avicha, that my ancestor was greater than yours, because ultimately we all come from the same individual person, Adam Harishon. V'shaloyu minin omrim, and also so that those who deny the Torah and the existence of God should not say harbe rishuos bashamayim, that there are many gods, there are many powers, and each of the gods created this their version of the first man. But since there's only one man who everything started from, it came from the one God. Ulahagid gudulasu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also to tell us the greatness of Hashem. Sh'adam tovea kama matbaos b'chosam echad. If a person makes a coin out of a stamp, which he stamps for coins, b'chosam echad, with one stamp, v'chulon domen zel azeh, they're all the same because he has the stamp. U'melach malchi amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem tova kol adam b'chosam shel adam arishon. He stamped them with the chosam, with the stamp of adam arishon, and despite all coming from one human being, the ein echad mehem domen l'chaver, not one of them is similar to each other, even though they come from one source. And that's actually the incredible wisdom of the whole genes, the DNA. L'fikach kol od echad ve'echad chayev lomar. Therefore, each person is obligated to say b'shvili nivra ha'olam, that the world was created for me, just like Adam Rishon, the whole world was created for him. Each one of us is capable of creating a whole world, and therefore the world was really created for me as an individual, just as it was created for Adam Rishon. Now the Mishnah returns back to what they tell the Edom, and they say, v'shema tomru, maybe you'll say, you Edom, ma lanu v'latzar hazos, what do we got involved with? Now that you scared us, what do we want to get involved with this difficulty of testifying at all? To that, they respond, v'halo kvar nemar, it said is in the Torah, that you have to, if you know testimony, you have to bear testimony. V'hu eid, o ra, o yadav, he's a witness, and he saw, and he knows. And v'lo yagid, if he doesn't say it, v'gomer, etc., which actually the pasuk continues, v'nasa avono, he has to bear his sin if he doesn't say what he knows. Now, still, v'shema tomer, you might still say, even though there's a sin in not testifying, ma lanu lachuv b'domo shel zeh, why should we be guilty of taking this man's life, of his blood? Maybe we should. It's better we shouldn't give testimony, even though the Torah says that I have to. V'alo kvar nemar, you shouldn't worry, because it says in the pasuk of Mishlei, uva'avod rishoyim rino, with the destruction of those who are wicked, there is joy. And therefore, you should understand that you are doing the right thing, the proper thing. If they truly deserve to be put to death, what you're doing is proper, and you do not have to fear that there's something wrong in what you're doing.